Petersburg residents will be catching their twice-a-day Alaska Airline jet service for the next month through the Wrangell Airport starting Monday. Dave Kensinger is working for Cruise West. That tour company is contracting with the state to provide the shuttle bus connections between Petersburg and Wrangell. During a radio call-in show, Kensinger said people who have plane tickets during that time will notice they're booked through Wrangell.
So what we want to make sure everybody realizes is all they have to show up at either the ferry or at the airport with a Wrangell boarding pass, and that's all they need to have to get on the bus or get on the ferry. And if for some reason they can't get their boarding pass online ahead of time, the airport will be open before the bus leaves at 6 in the morning and at 11 in the morning for the afternoon flight. Or if they just show up with, sometimes you can't get the boarding pass to print or something with a proof of your reservation confirmation page. Basically, we just want to see something that tells us that you're going to be on the flight that day and we're going to let you ride.
People booked on Alaska Airlines will have free bus and ferry service to get them to and from Wrangell's airport. The bus will be leaving Petersburg's airport at 6 a.m. and 11 a.m. daily for the two jet flights out of Wrangell. It will travel to the south at Mitkoff Ferry Terminal. From there, the Inner Island Ferry Authority's vessel, Prince of Wales, will leave the South Mitkoff Terminal daily at 7 a.m. and 12:30, connecting to Wrangell. The bus will then connect people to Wrangell's airport. Alaska Airlines Flight 65 will be leaving Wrangell at 11:04 each day, heading northbound, and Flight 64, heading southbound, will leave at 4:35 each afternoon. Petersburg's freight and mail will also be coming and going the same way on trucks and on the ferry. If everything's on schedule, people getting off the morning flight in Wrangell should arrive at the Petersburg airport around 1 p.m., and the afternoon flight should have people arriving at the Petersburg airport around 6:30 in the evening. People who are not taking an airline flight can also ride the IFA ferry to Wrangell. In addition, private boat charter and airline businesses are also offering connections between the two communities, although those rides are not free. Viking travel owner Dave Berg says he has seen some slowdown in people planning to fly on Alaska Airlines to Petersburg during the shutdown.
There's all these situations that come up. All of a sudden people have to travel, and then they realize that they're going to be caught on one side or the other, or in both directions, with having to land in Wrangell and deal with the transportation there, landing or takeoff from Wrangell. So there have been some people that have avoided travel.
The $20 million first phase of the runway safety area expansion project is expected to take about 1 year. The Department of Transportation's Al Steiniger says it's going well, and the contractor for the state, Kiewit Pacific, is expected to use the entire month for replacing the three culverts that run underneath the landing strip.
They're going to start the closure actually Sunday night. They'll start moving in and start to, replace the culverts going across the runway. And they're expected to finish on time.
The runway is scheduled to reopen again April 22nd. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.